I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Orioles trying to regroup after getting swept by the Boston Red Sox in that four-game set at home. Orioles have now lost 7 of 8, Steve, and this has kind of been the type of year that has been for the Orioles, right? I mean, they had a good road trip. They come back home and lay an egg. Just consistency has been a huge issue for this team. Is that something that, and Ryan talked about it earlier, just these guys needing to find ways to win games even when they don't have their best stuff. And I think that's been a problem for them even over the last couple of years when they were making the postseason and were winning 100-plus games. It felt like a couple of times if they're not hitting 5 home runs, they may not win that game. But do you feel like consistency is something? What can you do to even fix that going into next year? Is that something that this front office can help change?
Well, it certainly was a miserable homestand. And I mean, they'd won 3 straight series as this homestand began, and it looked like they were answering your question in the affirmative until they weren't. And so the Astros and the Red Sox rolled them pretty good. They played a whole pile of one-run games, and they've lost more than they've won in the last 20, 30 games. So like 5 of their last 6 have been one-run games. And you're right, Cordell, that it's a one-run game, there's a catch in the outfield. There's a relay throw you didn't make. There's a lead runner you didn't cut down. There's a bunter. There's a runner you didn't advance on the bases that could have made the difference. Moving forward, they really do have to take care of that. And you couple that with the inconsistency of some of the young guys on offense, and you get an offense that's been in the bottom third this year where it was in the top third the last two.
Yeah, certainly been a lot of struggles for these guys, maybe in their second year, been on the team for a little bit, or maybe just trying to build off of last season. But Steve, one guy that I know you were excited to see, and he's new to the team, and he's been hitting the ground running, and he's played some tremendous baseball so far, Dylan Beavers. We're seeing the Beav show on display. And I just want your assessment, because what I'm seeing from Dylan is a guy that looks like he belongs in the big leagues, and he's taken some great at-bats. I would say you can argue he's been one of the Orioles' most consistent offensive players outside of a guy like Jeremiah Jackson over the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, I've known him for many years, obviously, and had many, many interviews with him. I sat with him at Bowie several times in recent years. And what I found is a cerebral player. I would leave an interview with Dylan Beavers to go, man, that's a smart player. And he really gets the process of getting better as a player. He is the living, breathing example of the Oriole minor league mantra, process over results. And it led to the results he's now getting. Last year, he didn't have these stats. And he told me when the season ended in 24, Anthony Villa, minor league player development director, Sherman Johnson, who's now a coach on the Orioles major league staff, in addition to being their upper level hitting coordinator, came to him and said, there's a couple things you can clean up. And Beavers agreed with them. And he got quieter in his stance. He did some exercises and some weight room work, which he told me gave him better body control in the box. And as he put it, last year, if I could cover the pitch I was looking for, but not all of them. This year, I'm covering all pitches. He's ready to hit the fastball. He can adjust to off speed. He's very quiet in the box. He's got that short stroke, which his swing has always been a little different. And he said, it's my swing, so why should it look like everybody else's? And so he's just a real cerebral guy who's taken talent, smarts, and work ethic to lead to today.
It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. We're talking to Steve Molesky, who joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Steve, we got to see Kyle Bradish make his 2025 season debut the other night. I mean, he comes out 10 strikeouts, no walks. And they end up losing that game, but of no fault of his. He literally got no run support in that game. But what did you think of Kyle Bradish in his debut?
You know, Cordell, I saw his first two rehabs in Aberdeen and Bowie, and he was back then, I could tell, but you still need to see him face major league hitters. What's that going to look like? And that looked pretty good the other night, too. So, you know, the velocity was great out of the box. It didn't hold through, but it'll hold more as he builds up innings and time. And, I mean, the Orioles are just dreaming on him and Rodgers leading that thing next year. And if they can get a third, you know, trader, free agent, and then you can say we got maybe have a formidable rotation that can make the playoffs. So they've got a good start on it with those two. Maybe next year they'll make the 60 starts that they were hoping to get out of Eflin and Grayson that they didn't this year.
Hey, real quick then, Steve, which we know the Orioles are going to have to make some decisions with, you know, who do they go get, who do they trade, or maybe who do they extend? I'm going to emphasize the extend part because the last time we talked, it was before the Sambasayo extension. Who would you like to see extended next, and who do you then think could be? You know, if it's the same person, great, but I'm really curious on what you think the Orioles could do next because David Rubenstein even hinted at that.
I know. I the fan in me, with no inside knowledge whatsoever of this, would love to see them drop a bombshell and get Gunner. I know that's going to start with a 5, maybe even a 6, but if they have, you know, they say they can do it. They're not limited. And so that would really send a message to Birdland that we're serious about this. And I think it would send a message to the clubhouse. And I think Gunner would actually be open to it. I mean, people say Boris, no way. But this is the guy way with this guy. He'd listen, I think, and you might be able to do it. So I'd love to see that be a big winner splash. Obviously, that eats a big part of your payroll, but it's Gunner freaking Henderson. And look at how well the guy's playing. He's playing the heck out of shortstop right now. He looks like he's Gold Glove caliber there. And he's just going to have a big year in 26.
Steve, great stuff, man. Really appreciate your time this afternoon. How can people follow you and keep up with your work as well?
Check me out on Substack, Steve on baseball. Substack.com. Today I have a big feature on Esteban Mejia, who's with the Delmarva Shorebirds, the kid who came out of nowhere to get into the top 100, pitching prospects. I've written a lot about Dylan Beavers, what we just talked about recently. Mike Bordick is my guest on the podcast this week. We had a great chat with Bordy, who, of course, you guys hear on the Fan all the time. And so a lot going on there. Steve on baseball.substack.com.
Steve, appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, guys. See ya.
Coming up next on the program, Kyle Hamilton got an extension the other day, making him the highest paid safety in NFL history. We'll look back at that and talk about who else could be in line for an extension from the Ravens. That's next here on The Fan.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Safety in the NFL. He signed a four-year, $100.4 million extension. $82 million of that is guaranteed. So, I mean, it's a largely, a lot of that is mostly guaranteed when you look at it. But yeah, Kyle Hamilton is a very, very rich man these days, and rightfully so. I mean, I don't think there's any denying how good Kyle Hamilton is. And when you stack him up against the other guys at his position, I mean, he's head and shoulders right now, in my opinion, the best safety in football. But it bears the question, you know, who could be next for the Ravens? And they've got some options. Obviously, Lamar is one of those big fish. But to get him to even roll out of bed to talk about this, you're going to have to blow him away, because he has no real reason to want to negotiate right now. And the key thing to remember with Lamar is he has that no franchise tag. So it's not a situation to where they could just franchise him or something like that. Like, if that deal isn't reached, and I fully expect it for them to have an extension done with him in time. But if it's not, and that contract expires, he's a full blown free agent. They've got guys like Travis Jones, Isaiah Likely, Mark Andrews, even if you still believe that that's an option as well. But they've got some candidates that they can also look to extend. Tyler Linderbaum as well. So who do you feel like could be the next guy in line?
Well, you know, the whole conversation gets brought up because why? Kyle Hamilton gets paid and now the highest paid safety, and we think it's rightfully so. Why? You watch him play, he does everything you want him to do on the football field. He can cover, he can go after the quarterback, he can make impactful plays with the ball in the air and then get the ball on the ground, right? Kyle Hamilton does everything. But also a lot of credit to Eric DaCosta, because being a GM, this is a challenge to try to extend your stars. And you just saw what transpired throughout the NFL in the last 24 hours, but it's been happening for weeks, months, that the Cowboys, Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons, it became personal. And it led to the Cowboys dealing Micah to Green Bay. Micah gets paid highest non-quarterback contract in NFL history. And what's done is done. So there's so many pieces here. What I'd be curious about, though, will be what will happen with Tyler Linderbaum. Lamar, and we have a clip from Lamar, and maybe that can be next segment. We can play that for you guys, where I sat down with Eric DaCosta last year and talked about how challenging it was to go through the Lamar Jackson process because of the fact of how much he cares about Lamar Jackson, but understanding how important it was to try to get a deal done with him and what he means to the Ravens. So I give DaCosta a lot of credit. It's not going to be easy, though. Like, Linderbaum is probably the guy you're wondering, are you willing to move on from him? Because he's going to probably want to reset the center market, and rightfully so. If you're not going to say he's the top center, he's one of the top centers. And the Orioles like to be, the Ravens like to be physical at the line of scrimmage. Who sets the tone more than Tyler Linderbaum up front? And then, yeah, you know, I'm really curious about the Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely situation, Cordell. Nothing to think about for this specific year. But if you're playing the age game and the business game, Isaiah's has got one thing on his side besides talent, which Mark also has, it's age.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard, but I think the harder thing for the Ravens, but one thing I give DaCosta credit for is it seems like their tone and demeanor has allowed them the opportunity to re-sign some of their big players.
Yeah, I mean, DaCosta has been on record multiple times, and he even said it again the other day. Like, they want to keep as many of their quality players as they can. He also said that you can't keep everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've lost a lot of quality talent over the years. He went and talked about his first year taking over as GM, and, you know, they end up losing guys like Weddle. They lose Suggs. They lose C.J. Mosley. I think it was one other person that he had named as well, but it's a challenge, and especially in the case of them where you have Lamar, who, you know, is going to break the bank. You've got a Kyle Hamilton who just reset the safety mark. I mean, Roquan Smith had reset the inside linebacker market. They have these types of guys that are like elite at their position. So this isn't just your ordinary, you know, Broderick Washington types of deals that you're talking about here. These are market resets. Type of deals that we're talking about, and it makes it tough, especially with Lamar, with him being his own agent. You know, that's the real big hurdle with those types of negotiations. Are you're dealing directly with a player, and in Lamar's case, he could be tough to reach sometimes. We know the mic on his phone broke the last time, so you got to make sure that mic is working if you're going to hit him up this time. But yeah, I don't think it'll be as challenging as it was the first time. I'll be honest, and I don't think this is going to be the case, but I have wondered, especially if the Ravens go on to do what they're supposed to do this year, like, could he go back to the trying to push at least for the guaranteed money? Mm-hmm. And it obviously didn't work out last time. Everybody said it was an anomaly, but when you are Lamar and you go and win MVP your first year under that new contract, when you go and win a Super Bowl, if you're a guy that's continuously in the MVP conversation every day, if nothing else, you got to ask. That's mm-hmm. not to say he's going to get it, but I do, because Lamar has gotten better since that last negotiation. So that's the only thing that's in the back of my mind that worries me a little bit. But I think what I always come back to is that it's undeniable. You can't have a team without Lamar Jackson.
Well, and that's the part. We can throw out all these different names of players that you want Baltimore to extend. But the one that you must do mm-hmm. anything possible to keep him here no matter what, it's Lamar Jackson's priority number one in the grand scheme of things. Why? He's one of the most electrifying players that not just of this time that the game's ever seen. Yeah. And if you're going to go by statistically, again, I get it. The playoffs, you want to say all this. He goes and wins in the playoffs. That narrative's gone anymore, because you know what he does? Cordell, regular season, stats, he wins. He wins. He wins MVPs. He is one of the toughest players to scheme against. So if you have Lamar Jackson, and for Baltimore fans here, right, he's the one that matters the most. And you look at these teams, the franchise-altering players, you know, and that's where Dallas, in this case, why I bring it back up, when you make such a seismic move, you better win.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, if the Cowboys, the Packers go on and win this year, right? Say they're the team and Micah's the piece. And Dallas, and maybe it's just a sports town thing, right? You trade away a superstar, Luka, earlier in the NBA.
Yeah.
Now they're trading away Dallas. The message it sends the fans is you're giving up on a guy that we believe is a big part of this franchise, a franchise leader, so to speak. So it's way bigger than just saying the talent on the field. You got to look at the magnitude of what it can do to an organization and to a city. So for all the other pieces, I want the Ravens to keep as many as possible. But for Lamar Jackson, you believe he's going to be a great player for the next 5 to 8 years? Well, that's your number one priority. But in the meantime, you got to pick and choose mm-hmm. who can fall into that category. And I got to say this again, Eric DaCosta dealing with Lamar, not for Lamar on the sense of him as a person, because you'll hear in the clip, Eric loves Lamar as a person. When you go into negotiations, Cordell, you can have the best relationship with your employer. This is anything, but when you got to talk business, sometimes your feelings can get hurt. Mm-hmm. And in this case, you know whose feelings got hurt? Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones. They had too much of an ego. It got personal. And when it gets personal, sometimes you can't go back. And in that case, you end up elsewhere. Lamar cannot end up elsewhere under any circumstance.
Coming up next on the program, we'll hear from Eric DaCosta. He spoke to the media the other day. We'll try to get that clip as well that Ryan mentioned also, but we'll hear from the GM of the Ravens next.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You're on the fan. The other day, and obviously the NFL world was just completely in awe yesterday as we had that blockbuster deal that sent Michael Parsons to the Green Bay Packers in return for two first round picks and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. And Ryan, you had to sit down with Ravens GM Eric DaCosta. What was this, like last year before the draft, I believe?
It was last year. Yeah, last year leading up to the draft or right after. It's, you know, the time's flying by. But you know what, Cordell? It felt like a good time to bring it up because this also isn't about football, ladies and gentlemen. This is also what the perception is and how you handle your business, the method of this. So we have two clips for you here. One is the interview with Eric DaCosta where he talks about what it was like for the negotiation period with Lamar Jackson and how it impacted him. But I want you to listen to how he speaks about it. And then we'll talk about it for a second, Cordell. Then we can go to the next clip. Yep. Does that work? All right, let's play that clip from Eric DaCosta talking about the negotiations with Lamar Jackson.
Biggest challenge I've ever faced professionally was those 2 years for a lot of different ways. Very polarizing negotiation. And for me, difficult because of my affinity for Lamar and how I felt about him as a person. But yet I have a responsibility as well to the club and to the Ravens and to Steve Bisciotti to do the best deal, to negotiate the best deal that I can for the club. Very hard to do that with a player that you care about, that you respect so much.
So right there, that's Eric talking about how much he loves Lamar, how hard it was that they tried to keep everything under wraps and understanding you have to do face-to-face business with the player, and you also then have to do the best interest for the organization too, trying to be fair. And you could see that that weighed on him. And if you want to hear the rest of the interview, that's on the Ryan Ripken Show on YouTube if you want to check it out. So you heard how it talked. Cordell seemed very empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
He was very cognizant of he respected Lamar and he loves him, but he also wanted to make sure he was doing the right thing, right? It felt good, right? Yeah. It felt respectable. Is that fair to say?
That's what it has to. It is a true dilemma, especially in the case of dealing with Lamar, who represents himself. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think what made that situation so weird, obviously the Deshaun Watson deal, but even beyond that, you talk about the respect that he has for Lamar as a person, but even as a player, you understand what Lamar brings to your franchise on and off the field.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you're talking to a guy that's one of the best at his position in the league. You know you want to keep him on your team, but it's also a line you can't go beyond when it comes to how much money you're going to give this guy, as great as he is. So I'm sure that's a tough dilemma, especially when you're having to talk directly to Lamar. And you got to tell him some of the reasons why you don't want to give him the money that he's asking for. You got to tell him that to his face. I'm sure that's not easy.
That's a hard conversation to have, but all of us know this is not just in sports. When you have to have tough decisions like this and tough conversations, it can get personal.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't handle your business well, things can happen. Things can go south. Things can get ugly.
Yeah.
Well, here's an example here. Why don't we play the clip from Jerry Jones talking about the aftermath of trading Micah Parsons, and I want you all to listen to the difference of how Jerry talks about Micah and how Eric DaCosta talked about Lamar. Let's play that clip.
There's no question that I could have signed him in April. And so we all know that to have agreements, all parties have to agree. This was by design. I did make Mike an offer. It wasn't acceptable, and I honor the fact that it wasn't done in the way that he wanted to do it through an agent. He was made an offer. There's not an ounce of vindictiveness. There's no bad feelings on my part about the fact that we didn't come together on an agreement. The facts are, and we'll cover it, I'm sure, with many of your questions.
So right there, what I heard a lot of, and also it's a different circumstance because Jerry, not only does he call the shots, he is the owner mm-hmm. of the Cowboys, but I could have signed him if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. He could have been here. I respected him. No ill will, but it takes two to tango. Right, he was looking at every example why, and here's the biggest thing. It got to a point that if you wanted to keep a franchise-altering player in Dallas, you could have done that. But you chose not to. And what have we heard outside of Dallas for years? And a lot of players, CeeDee Lamb has come to the defense in the past, and his contract negotiation, did it get done? Yes. But the Cowboys players feeling that they have to go to the media, mm-hmm. and it gets a little bit ugly to start. There's a trend there. And that's what I'm saying in Baltimore. Eric understands that these are people first. And I know that Jerry, I don't know Jerry, but this situation, what we're getting at, could have been avoided. Micah Parsons, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL, could have stayed in Dallas for the long term. But the strategy and methods of Jerry Jones was a big reason why his former star rusher is now going to help another team in the NFC.
And you talk about the big differences. Number one, the Ravens aren't going to negotiate in the media. They're not going to negotiate
exactly.
in public. You brought up CeeDee Lamb and other players feeling like they have to do that. That's because that's Jerry's language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jerry wants to be the headline on ESPN. He wants everybody to talk to him. So how do you get to him? You get a camera, you get a mic, and you start talking. because that's what he does. What did he do? He went and did a sit down with Michael Irvin. He went and did a sit down with Stephen A. Smith to openly talk about a negotiation that he is having with one of the best players in the league. That's a big no-no. Mm-hmm. And then the audacity to want to go around the agent and feel like he's right in this. I just would have to imagine that that breaks some sort of NFLPA rule to where if a player does have representation and it's almost like if you get arrested and you ask for a lawyer, they got to stop. You have to get your lawyer. They can't keep talking to you after that. But Jerry is like, to even say you're not going to do a deal because you don't want to talk to the agent. What is Michael paying him for then? What's he got an agent for if you don't want to talk to him? And as a player, that's not what I do. I go and I perform. I don't know all the logistics of what you're telling me sounds good, but I don't know I don't know how these contracts are supposed to look. That's why I have an agent. It just felt like you start to lose trust. Does this guy have my best interest?
Trust is the word right there, Cordell. Right there, trust. When you break trust with anybody, and this is why this is perfect. This isn't just in sports. It's not football. Mm-hmm. We could talk about in baseball. You want to go and look at the teams that have structured and done well over the years. There's a stability. But regardless of whether you are going to be one of the highest paid players in the industry, in this case, Micah Parsons, Lamar Jackson, or you are just working at your job and you're going in for a negotiation, and or you're the boss and you are talking with one of your employees, how you handle the situation when you lose trust or you fracture a relationship, sure, money can talk and fix problems, but that trust is a hard thing to get back once it's broken. And it seemed like in this case in Dallas, there wasn't the good faith that it was. Micah definitely didn't feel that same way. And for Dallas fans, that's why they've had these doubts over the years. They believe every year everyone's going to believe that their team can have a chance and go for a championship. But here's the reality. When Dallas has not gone to a conference championship this century. And meanwhile, in Baltimore and how they've done their business, whether you've liked the performance on or off the field, the Ravens are one of the few teams in the NFL that have two Super Bowls now in the last 25 years.
Coming up next on the program, we'll wrap things up, take a trip through the Funhouse before Inside Access takes over at 2. That's next on The Fan.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Start here with Chris talking about this whole Jerry Jones debacle. Says, man, I need Jerry over at my house. Help me work on my vegetable garden with all that manure he's spreading. Someone please do a wellness check on Rashawn.
Well, he called in earlier, so he's still out here. Maybe we do need to check. It's been a couple of hours, so we probably should. We were kind of rough on him. Didn't help. I'm sure he's in grieving right now. Yeah. So we weren't very sympathetic.
He could have made it easier on himself.
He could have. Yeah.
He came in somber. Then it was, what was it? Anger was the last
one. He went through
one.
All the phases. Yeah. It definitely ended with anger.
Sadness. We're still waiting on acceptance.
Delusion.
Acceptance. We're still waiting on that. Let's see. This one here says, the funny thing is with the Parsons trade, the Packers are supposed to be very good, even if they didn't have Micah Parsons. Now they're even better. So those first round picks the next couple of years, they're not even going to be premium anyway.
I mean, I would agree with that. You got title aspirations. The Packers have a team that can win right now. And we know that on the offensive side, quarterback, you need a quarterback. I think Jordan Love is a solid quarterback. I think being banged up last year didn't help, but they can win with Jordan Love. And I think he has an upside to be a top 10 quarterback if you don't already have him in that category. But at the end of the day, pass rushers in big moments can make those big plays in the postseason. And man, You might question some things with Micah Parsons. You can't question how he can get after the quarterback. He's been one of the best since he got in the league.
Could have paid him if he wanted to.
Could have paid him if he wanted to.
I can't stop laughing about
that. He didn't want him.
That's like the guy in every friend group. You know the guy.
Yeah.
He's like, I could have had her if I wanted to.
Right.
Yeah.
I just
she was all over
it.
Me. I wasn't feeling it tonight.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see. Over to the Orioles here. This one says, this interim manager, Mancelino, keeping the $60 million man on the bench for entire games, it's getting ridiculous. Can't tell me that a 21-year-old star needed the extra rest after playing just two games in a row. Let him play.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, in this case, it doesn't have to do with the that he's 21 years old. This is about making sure that his number is going to stay below 130 at-bats. But I still am on the part of it where you need to get reps. You know, he needs to get on a consistent schedule. Put him out there. Let him play. Let him get comfortable. And Cordell, you did make a good point. What do the fans want to see? And even though they have their, you know, matrix, so to speak, of who's playing and when they're playing, fans want to see the $67 million man right now that can make up to $88 million with the club option. They want to see the guy out there.
That'd be nice. I mean, you know, it's obviously a struggling product this year. To give fans a nice little pick-me-up, let them get a good look at the future. Again, if you want to pull this stunt on the road, take them out of the lineup in San Francisco, I don't think a lot of people are going to lose a lot of sleep over that. In fact, they might be sleeping anyway because it'll be on the West Coast and it'll be a late game. But to do it at home, and a lot of these people are buying these tickets before the lineup comes out with the assumption that they're going to see this guy, only to get there and he doesn't even get in that bat, that's a slap in the face.
They advertised it that way.
Yeah.
Come see Basayo and Beavers.
Yeah.
Come see him.
On the bench.
Right. All right. Here's an interesting one. This texter says they're not frustrated by the Orioles getting swept by the Red Sox. Says wins and losses don't matter to me. They could lose out as long as there's some effort and actual growth in this next month. That's all that matters. I'm treating this as spring training 2.0. Just need to see the core guys actually string together strong performances. The wins will come.
Go ahead, Cordell.
I mean, I'm just wondering what growth you're getting. They lost 7 of 8. And then it's how they're losing them, especially here recently, 8th and 9th inning debacles. The Aiken one the other day, that's on Manzo. Aiken gives you all of that and then some in the 8th to get out of that jam with the runners on the corners and you send them back out there. That's a disaster. But I think it's how they're losing these games, by just not being fundamentally sound, whether it's getting thrown out, trying to go on third base when you got the ball hit straight to the shortstop right in front of you. You try to go from second to third, or if it's just a guy losing the ball in the outfield and it just falls 2 feet in front of him. I mean, that's the hard part.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways at the end of the day. The Orioles, the end of the season matters. And for a lot of these guys, Colton Cowser, who's been banged up, it would be great to see Colton Cowser have confidence moving into the offseason. And winning, if you want to go back to when Buck Showalter took over the Orioles for that first time and you could sense an energy was shifting, that Orioles team he took over wasn't going anywhere at that time. But those moments can really shape what you do in the future. So, yeah. It matters. Birds aren't going to the postseason, but how they set the tone for 2026, mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot matters over the last 4 or 5 weeks.
One more for the road. This one Ravens related. Texter says, honestly, if Tyler Loop is just 100% on extra points, that'll already be an improvement over what Justin Tucker provided last year. Already ready for the Ravens revenge tour to get started.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he'll be worse than Tucker was last year for them. I'll agree with that. He'll have his misses. But he's got a strong leg. They think he can bounce back. He's shown he can bounce back mm-hmm. from some of his misses. And look, this is supposed to be a really good team this year. Hopefully the offense takes a lot off of Loop's plate to where you don't have to need him, but that's not the way the game goes. At some point, he's going to have to make a pressure kick, and it could come early in the season in Buffalo or in Kansas City, or maybe in primetime here in Baltimore against the Detroit Lions. All of those games could be very close. That'll do it for us. Another great one in the books. Appreciate Nolan and Mike. Great job on the board today. Of course, great job by Ryan, as always. Vinny was in earlier. Great job by him as well. Appreciate everybody that called in and listened today. Don't touch that dial. Inside Access, they're up next. Have a great weekend. Class dismissed.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.